As I defined it earlier, a tightly targeted list is a list that is targeted towards a small niche audience. And what I want to share with you now are five different kinds of tightly targeted lists that you can build yourself. And I'm going to give you some real examples of each kind that I personally use myself. And the first kind of tightly targeted list that I want to mention are announcement lists. Now, an announcement list is exactly what it sounds like. The members subscribe to receive new announcements relating to a particular topic, subject, or theme. All right, how about a case study? Let me give you an example of one of my own announcement lists. When I released Profit Pulling eBooks about 2 years ago, I decided that I would make it available with reprint rights. And I also decided that I would create additional products in that line in the near future that I was going to also release and make available with reprint rights. So I decided to create a tightly targeted list, an announcement list. I began offering the Profit Pulling Updates list. Now, this list has a very simple purpose. Anytime I release a product that has reprint rights available to it, I send an announcement to those list members. I simply let them know that the new product is available, and I provide them with a link to go check out the offer. That's all it is. There isn't any content. I don't share information, no tips or tactics. It's an announcement list. When there's a new product I have available that's made available with reprint rights, I email to the announcement list. Now, I have 712 members on that list at last count. Not an incredibly large list, but it is an incredibly profitable list because of the function of the list itself. The folks who subscribe to it want to buy products. You can't beat that. They want me to let them know when I have a license available so they can buy it. Now, I earn around $10,000 in profit every single month because of building that list. That's $10,000 in money I can spend every single month that comes in from a list of just over 700 subscribers. Doesn't even sound like it makes sense. Like I said earlier, quality is more important than quantity. That's a small list that's worth its weight in gold. The idea here is to build an announcement list where folks request that you provide them with certain announcements. Now, let me share some specific ideas here on announcement lists that you might want to consider building. First one that comes to mind is e-zine articles. Do you write and distribute e-zine articles? If you allow other publishers to reprint your articles in their newsletters, then why not create an announcement list for publishers to join? Anytime you have a new article ready to be published, you simply send out a mailing to the list. Can you imagine the power of such a list here? Even if it's only 50 publishers, a small list of only 50 subscribers, what kind of market reach could you have if 50 publishers reprinted your article in their e-zines? We're talking about the potential to reach hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands of subscribers. Now that's a list worth creating. What about customized ebooks? Do you put together ebooks that can be customized with affiliate links, either for free or as a paid service? These are in-demand products, and I am positive a highly profitable list can be built to announce when new customized ebooks are available. And even if you don't create the ebooks yourself, you can be on the watch for affiliate programs that create them. And let me tell you, many affiliate programs are now offering customizable ebooks. So you focus on two-tier affiliate programs, those that pay commissions on two levels of referrals, and you announce anytime a new customizable ebook is available from one of these two-tier programs. Then, when folks obtain their customized ebook through your referral link, if anyone buys a product through their coded ebook, you earn a commission as well. And all you did was announce that the ebook was available. You didn't actually even put any ebooks together. Again, we're talking about a very profitable announcement list. What about free trials? Here's another great announcement list idea. How about one devoted to free trials for a specific niche? You know, let's say it's about internet marketing. One of the ways that many marketers introduce their products to customers is by offering a free trial or a very low price trial, like $1 or $2. The customer joins the service to check it out a little at no risk to themselves. And if they remain an active customer, the marketer begins charging their full price after that introductory period is over. So here's where you can make some money. You set up an announcement list that notifies subscribers anytime there's a free or a very low cost trial to an internet marketing related product or service. You know, this could even include like free chapter giveaways of ebooks or free demo versions of software or free light versions of some kind of service. And you send your announcements with your affiliate link included in the mailing. You say, well, your subscribers go to the site, they join for free, and if they continue as a paid member, then you receive the commission. And again, it's all because you announced the free trial to a list of folks who requested the information in the first place. Can't beat it. What about webmaster tools? What about an announcement list focused on webmaster tools? You know, whether it's a new traffic generation service or a new web page template tool or a new submission site that's available, you inform your subscribers anytime there's a new webmaster resource available. Of course, you focus on those resources that have some kind of deluxe upgrade, some paid version, and you announce through your affiliate link. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of potential subscribers just waiting for this announcement list. So it might as well, might as well be you to start it and start profiting from it. All right, the next one, new e-courses. What about new e-courses? You know, e-courses or email mini courses, as they're sometimes called, they're springing up more and more. Now, they're used to convert browsers into buyers by providing, quality information that encourages the reader to buy some product or service. And folks love them. I get several thousand new subscribers every month to my own e-courses. And it's perfect for creating an announcement list around. You simply inform your subscribers anytime there's a new e-course available based on whatever topic or subject or theme you're building the list around. And you focused on affiliate programs that offer them. Or the best case would be to focus on affiliate programs that allow you to customize the e-course itself and post it to your own autoresponder. Again, an announcement service here, announcement list. What about teleseminars? These are very popular today as a method of educating prospects and turning them into paying customers. There are many, many, many free teleseminars being offered every single month. So why not put together an announcement list that notifies members anytime there's an upcoming teleseminar? You know, you punch in your affiliate link to that, and you've got a nice opportunity to earn a commission. What about repro rights? You could do the same thing that I did with profit pooling updates and create an announcement list for folks who are interested in buying reprint rights to products. You know, there are many new products coming out every single month that are available with reprint rights, and it's one of the hottest commodities online at the moment. So get your piece of the pie. You know, if the products are available with master reprint rights, then you can actually buy the license and then sell reprint rights to your announcement list, or you can promote it through an affiliate link. You know, a great byproduct of such a list is that you can also use it to promote reprint rights membership sites like Profits Monthly and Push Button Publishing and eBook Wholesaler, which could even earn you more money as monthly commissions come in. Definitely worth looking into here with this kind of announcement list. What about updates? If you're selling or giving away a viral eBook or a report, one that's designed for anyone who obtains a copy to have permission to distribute it themselves to everyone they know, then why not create an update announcement list? You simply put inside the report of the ebook, would you like to be notified of free updates to this ebook? Click here for more details. And you're building a list that can be used to announce future updates to the materials, either free or as paid versions that you actually sell. But those are just a few ideas that come to my mind when I think of announcement lists. Brainstorm just a little bit, and you should easily be able to come up with 5 to 10 announcement lists that you can begin building. And remember, that's just one type of tightly targeted list that you should consider building. So what about another one? Number two is more information. Another type of tightly targeted list is what I call the more information family of list. And basically what these lists consist of is additional information. In other words, you provide some kind of content, and if the reader wants more of that, they want more information, they request it from you through your autoresponder or some email address. Again, let me provide you with a case study. When I recorded the live teleseminar, Email Strategies Explained, several times during the 10 hours of that call, those series of calls, I mentioned that I had specific resources available that the listeners could use, But because they contained lengthy website links, I didn't have time during the call to give the specific URLs. I told the listeners that if they'd like to obtain a copy of the resources, to simply send any email to a specified autoresponder address that I'd set up. In other words, if you'd like more information, here's a tightly targeted list that you can send an email to in order to obtain that information. Now, out of those folks who requested the resources, 41% of them joined my lead center, which is the autoresponder and mailing list service that I own and promoted in the information that I sent out to them. Each of those 41% who joined pay me $14.97 per month to use the service. And that's just one of the more information tightly targeted list. The idea here is to provide some information and have the reader or the listener, as it was in the case I just explained, you have them request additional information from you at a predetermined list address. And then again, another list is born. How about a few more examples here of this particular type? What about part two of an article? A great way to create a more information list is by writing a part two to any e-zine article that you write and distribute. You write the article in two parts, and then you distribute part one to e-zine publishers in the content directories online, even at your website. And in your resource box at the close of your article, you mention part two of the article and how the reader can obtain a copy of it. And just like that, you've created another list. Folks who are requesting the second part of your article. Another idea for this is to create a full e-course consisting of five or more articles and then publishing part one of the article and then mentioning the remaining lessons in the e-course in your resource box. Either way works great, and it's perfect for creating new sublists. What about an expanded details from a sales letter? Here's one that only a handful of savvy marketers are using. Inside your ad copy of your sales letter, mention some detail that you aren't willing to share in the public and will only hand out to those who request the information. For example, you might talk about the fact that you've lost 35 pounds, and you mention that you use a specific technique that very few people are using, and you're willing to share it with those who request more information through an autoresponder. Imagine the subscription rate on this one. Somebody's reading your sales letter about a weight loss product. You mention some outrageous benefit like losing 35 pounds, and right there in your sales letter, you mention that you'll share the technique if they ask for it. Do you think many will request it? You betcha. Now, just as a sidebar to that, it's best to put this kind of list capture early in the sales letter for maximum results, because some visitors to your site won't read the entire sales letter and you want them to join. So get their attention early on in your ad copy. What about free information? How about a more information list that focuses on any kind of free information? Whether it's a set of resource links or a download link to a free tool or a free password to a members only site, here's another opportunity to build a list. I use these lists to collect hundreds of new subscribers every month to just one of my sublists. And how it works is this: when someone arrives at my ebookcreator.com site, they can download a fully functional copy of my ebook compiler software, but they have to request the download link by sending me an email to my autoresponder. By doing this, I have a record of every person who downloads my software, and I'm able to convert a staggering number of them into paying customers. Plus, I get the opportunity, as I'll explain later, to promote other offers like some products on how to create information products, how to write them. So it works great to cross-promote. The idea again here is to have the interested person request more information, to request additional details, to request further explanation, to request an extended database, to request more information. Brainstorm a little and you should be able to come up with more list ideas beyond what we've already talked about here just from this one particular kind of sublist. Number three, registrations. Another tightly targeted list would be what I have dubbed registrations. The idea is to have folks register with you before they're able to fully use your content or able to continue using, specifically with ebooks in mind or software programs in mind. Again, let me refer to an example of my own. About 2 years ago, I created a nifty little ebook that I called Traffic Virus. Yep, I actually came up with the title Traffic Virus before Terry Dean created the ebook How to Start a Traffic Virus. The Traffic Virus had several different traffic generation tools listed in it. It was basically a resource tool for submission sites, for traffic tools, anything that generated traffic to a site. And what I did was have each person who downloaded the ebook register with me as an official Traffic Virus partner. All they needed to do in order to register as a partner was to send me an email to trafficpartner@123webmarketing.com. Now, at last count, there were 22,000 registered users of that ebook. Do you think you can earn any money with that kind of list? Earn any income with that list? Again, now it was done all through viral marketing. I had them register through the ebook itself. That's the only method of building the list that was used. Automatically build a list of over 22,000 members in a year and a half with absolutely zero work involved in it, other than putting the information inside the ebook itself. So use registration lists. Now, here's some ideas that you might want to consider using for this kind of tightly targeted list. One that I think of is ebook registrations. You know, you give away a free ebook that allows all the readers who get a copy of it to also begin giving it away, and you have folks register in order to access the content of the ebook or to continue using it. Partner registrations. You know, if someone wants to become an affiliate in your affiliate program, or wants to become an authorized distributor of your free ebook, or wants to become a member of your eZine list building co-op, any kind of partnership, have them register. What about pre-launch registrations? Are you planning on launching some kind of product or service in the future, but you aren't ready yet? You know, why not create a registration list that allows folks to become a part of the project before it's available? You know, a pre-launch registration list is another great list. You could have thousands of members ready to become active even before your project's even completed. You know, contest registrations. You know, why not put together a contest and have folks register as an entry for the giveaways? You know, many successful list building co-ops were built in that way, as well as many successful guaranteed website traffic services. You know, just think about this one a little bit and you'll realize the potential here. What about group or club registrations? You know, put together some kind of membership site, some kind of group or club, something that has privileges and benefits only to members, and then give it away. You know, have folks register to become members of that group or that club. And remember, we'll be talking a bit later about how to use these lists once you have them built. So don't worry about that right now. The important thing now is to learn what kinds of sublists to build. You know, just as a kind of an additional tip here, when referring to registrations inside your ebooks, you can create a shareware style ebook that actually expires. Then you can let the reader know that in order to continue using the ebook, they must register to get a password. And that's what I did for Traffic Virus. In other words, they're able to use it for a time period or a number of uses, and then the ebook shuts down. The only way they can continue to use it is to register. Another kind of tightly targeted list that I use, and certainly you can use too, is a partners list. Number four, partners. This list consists of folks who either, you know, A, are my partner in some kind of project, or B, would like to become a partner. You know, I mentioned it briefly as a type of registration list, but it's so powerful and profitable that I actually include it as its own kind of sublist. Now, I use these kinds of sublists for a variety of reasons, generally for joint ventures. For example, a few months ago, I released a new product entitled Get Web Profits Fast. It's a course on creating and profiting from joint venture partnerships. It's also a viral marketing tool, because every person who buys a copy has master reprint rights to continue selling it themselves and authorizing others to do the same. Now, inside the ebook, I listed 10 different kinds of joint venture projects and gave the basic details of how to set them up. And here, now get this, in the following chapter after that, I mentioned that I will be putting together similar joint venture projects in the future. And I invited anyone who wanted to become involved in one of those projects to email me at profitsfast@profitsvault.com. Now, do you see what happened here? I don't even have the projects put together yet. I'm not exactly sure when I'll get to them. But when I do, there will be plenty of folks who are waiting in line to participate. I use the viral marketing tool to automatically build a list of partners, and well before I'm even ready to launch the joint ventures themselves, I've got a bunch of people waiting in line ready to do business with me. Partners are a great kind of tightly targeted list to build because at the same time, you establish relationships with folks who will help you build your business as you help them build up their business. You get to tap into their resources and their sphere of influence. So let me quickly share some kinds of these partner lists that you might want to consider building. Joint ventures. I already mentioned this one, but joint ventures are a great type of database to build. Put together a list of folks who want to participate in various joint venture partnerships related to your field of interest or your field of expertise. Affiliates. If you're selling a product or a service online, then you absolutely must have an affiliate program and a database of affiliates that you can contact on a regular basis to offer incentives and to get some motivation to promote your product or your service. What about customer databases? If you're not following up with previous customers, then you are missing out on some easy money. Research shows that 92% of satisfied customers are likely to do business with you again. You need a list of your previous customers and their buying patterns. For example, I have personally sold 208 copies of a viral report entitled The No-Cost Marketing Report. All 208 of those people who purchased it did so because they wanted a report to give away as a lead generator that they could customize with their affiliate link to earn back in commissions. I'm going to be releasing a new viral report in the next few days. Who do you think I'm going to contact first about that? Customer database, previous customers, you need it. Another type is e-zine publishers. What about e-zine publishers? You can develop a partnership list of e-zine publishers for a variety of reasons. Those who want e-zine articles to publish, those who want to work together in a co-op list building project, those who want to exchange e-zine ads. I mean, you can go on and on. There are many uses for a database of e-zine publishers who are partners because they can instantly communicate messages to hundreds of thousands of subscribers. So those are, some kinds of partnership lists to build. Just a few ideas there. And let's just go ahead and move on. I don't want to run out of time here. Let's move on to the last kind of sublist that I want to mention, and that is bonuses. Number five, bonuses. The last kind of tightly targeted list that we're going to talk about is basically what I refer to as bonuses. And it doesn't require a lot of explanation. It's simply a list of folks who respond to a bonus offer. Now here's a classic example. Every member of Profits Vault Monthly receives a new product each month to sell and to keep every penny that they earn. And these are ebooks. And inside each new ebook is an unadvertised bonus, and that is a free copy of the 7-day e-course, The Mathematics Scientific, This Is What Einstein Would Have Done approach to earning income online. Try saying that fast. But voila, just like that, a free bonus builds a new sublist. Now, this one is especially profitable because it not only builds a list, but it also automatically follows up for 7 straight days of lessons. And again, I love to use e-courses. They are an absolutely invaluable part of my online business and are critical to email marketing success, but that's a different story altogether. The idea here with this type of list is to give away some kind of free bonus and have those who are interested sign up in order to receive the bonus. Whether it's a bonus report inside an ebook or a free bonus for joining your newsletter, a bonus software program after someone has bought your product, or a bonus resource in any of your content pages, or a bonus for completing a survey. You've got another kind of sublist you can build to ultimately use to create income on the internet. And, so those are the five basic kinds of sublists that I build, and I certainly recommend that you begin building them as well. And there are dozens and dozens of tightly targeted lists that you can work on from these five categories. And, just as kind of an afterthought here, I'll be attending an upcoming seminar, and I'm hoping to put together a brainstorming session with some of the other speakers to come up with some more unique sublists ideas. Now, if you'd like a free copy of the ideas that we come up with, all you have to do is send any email to sublists, that's sublists, at profitsvault.com. See how easy that is? I just created an announcement list. The ideas are limitless. So now that you know what kinds of tightly targeted lists to build, I want to share with you a quick 3-step system on how to use those lists and actually make money from them.